Well, it's very similar to the situation in Colorado, with one exception, and that is that Albertans haven't kind of reached the same political conclusions that Coloradans have in terms of fighting the spread of this very disruptive technology. I mean, fracking has been used in Alberta almost as long as it's been used in Colorado. We have almost as many wells and many of the same players, such as in Canada. And we have all the same problems. I mean, the industry has caused earthquakes in Alberta. The industry has caused massive gas migration. The industry has caused really significant problems with groundwater contamination. You name it, it's all there. And there is growing political opposition to the way the industry is regulated. You know, and the story of Jessica Ernst, which is really what my book is about, it's really, you know, about the courage of one woman who not only takes on the industry, which was her former employer, but also takes on regulators in an attempt to get them to be accountable for their actions, which is something regulators don't like to be.
Well, Jessica Ernst herself had worked on the inside of the oil and gas industry. She was a biologist, and I believe she was an oil patch consultant. And
that's correct.
She came right up against energy giant Encana, which is a big player locally here, who had fracked, but not fracked in any open way. They had secretly fracked gas wells around her home, and that really impacted the drinking water and the aquifer. Tell us exactly what Encana did and what was the big turnaround for Jessica Ernst, who went from being an oil and gas industry worker to being a whistleblower on the industry.
The troubles began in central Alberta around 2003, 2004. And that's when a number of companies, including Encana, started an experimental program to frack shallow coal bed methane seams in a very important agricultural part of the province. And as a consequence of this fracking, and there was, you know, little consultation with citizens. There was, I mean, farmers and ranchers were getting very anxious about the number of wells being planted all around them, but they didn't know exactly what was being happened. So in Jessica's case, I mean, in Canada, directly fracked into a local community aquifer, with massive amounts of nitrogen and other chemicals. And the well was non-productive. It didn't produce anything except water, bathtubs of water a day. And so they eventually shut the well in. But as a consequence of that frack operation, which Jessica Ernst only learned about years later. She was able to piece together what happened. Jessica got an enormous amount of methane in her water well, as did a whole bunch of other people living in the Rosebud Valley. And this is very common throughout North America, that where industry fracks in an upland area and you have people drawing their water from lowland areas below that, and where industry has fracked directly into the local aquifer, lots of people will have methane in their water and explosive levels of methane. And that's really what set Jessica Ernst off on her wild adventure with her former employer. I mean, Encana was her chief client, and so she went to the company and said, "What are you going to do about this?" And the company said, "We're not going to do anything about it." And then she went to the regulator, and she said, "What are you guys going to do about it? I mean, there are laws against companies fracking into freshwater aquifers. Are you going to uphold these laws?" And in response, the regulator said, "No, we're not going to uphold these laws. But you know what, Jessica, we think that you're a security threat, and we are not going to communicate with you, even though you've got explosive amounts of methane in your water." And so they treated her, this, you know, well-known, highly respected member of the oil patch, as some kind of security threat. It wasn't until a year or nearly a year later that one of the chief lawyers for the regulator, in a conversation with Jessica Ernst, and this conversation was taped, admitted, "Jessica, you were never a security threat, but your actions and your public comments about the board and its negligence had deeply humiliated the agency. And as a consequence, they had cut off communication with her." And that's the kind of level of regulatory work that we see in Canada at this point in time. And that has outraged people from coast to coast.
What does Jessica's case and situation, how can that inform people along the Front Range in communities who are seeing their own efforts to regulate and to restrict oil and gas activity come up against the state government, and the state government essentially sues the community? And we're seeing a lot of this now being decided in the courts because of the failure, many people would say, of state legislators to actually address what's happening with fracking. Do you think Jessica Ernst's case has anything to inform people involved in those fights here?
Yes, I think it does. The case is inspirational in the sense that it shows what one determined woman can do over a pace of time. I mean, the case demonstrates the power of just resistance. The case demonstrates the importance of gathering all of the scientific data that you can. The case demonstrates the importance of holding government accountable to the people. And this is the most worrisome aspect of fracking that I have seen across the continent, is the fact that local government, local legislators are not listening to local people and are, in a very draconian and authoritarian way, imposing a technology with all kinds of liabilities upon their communities. And that's not what democracy is about. And Jessica Ernst's case has reminded people of the importance of resistance to really bad government as well as bad corporate behavior. There will be no change unless people take a stand.